Thank you for reaching Norton. You're speaking with Alan Foster. How can I help you?
Yeah,
this is Norton Support. You're speaking with Alan. Okay, no problem, sir. Can I have your first and last name, please? Can I have your email address? Sorry, could you please come again? Okay. Just give me a quick moment. Let me just go ahead and check over there, okay? Yeah, hold the line for a few seconds. Do not disconnect the call. Patience, you're there, Mr. Rudin. Okay. And how much you have been charged? Like, have you received any of the email of the charge? Or, like, you got the 495, okay? And when did you receive the email? This morning, okay. And do you have any of the, like, transaction ID or the order ID over there, over the email? No problem. Take your time. It's 4282962, okay? And are you having the access of the email that is @gmail.com? Okay. Please open up the email. Norton is sending you the verification code just to verify you. Okay, so just open up the email that you have received any of the verification code. Just wait for that. That is the reason. Okay, because what I can see over here, I was like trying to verify you just because of Norton. I can see over here like there are some of the fake accounts that has been registered under your identity from Norton. The first account that is from Arizona and the second account is from Albuquerque. So, are you from these places? Mr. John, can I have your, like, cell number, cell phone number? Yeah, the mobile number of yours. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me just repeat it for you. That is. And could you please let me know, like, in the recent past, have you connected your mobile network to any of the public Wi-Fi's, like the Wi-Fi's in the hospital, in the grocery store, in the Starbucks, okay? And that is open Wi-Fi, right? Like, the free Wi-Fi's which do not have any password. I'll tell you one thing. Like, the reason that you're getting these kind of fake emails and, like, these kind of suspicious activities are running under your identity. I can see over here, like, somebody has got access to your identity, and, like, they're trying to make some of the fake accounts under Norton, under your identity. That means they are just misusing your identity, your name, for making, like, fake things. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Okay. Could you please let me know, like, in the recent past, have you shared your personal credentials with any other person? Like your social security number, your debit card details, your credit card details, your, like, mobile device, okay? And, like, did you lose something in the recent past, like your mobile, your credit card, debit card, anything? That means somehow these hackers got the access to your identity and they are just misusing these credentials, right? So could you please let me know one thing? Like, have you ever been, like, do you know somebody from Arizona and Albuquerque? And have you ever heard about, like, what is the dark web? Dark web. Let me tell you what is the dark web. Dark web is an illegal organization which basically misuse the, like, innocent people's identity just to make fake charges, for the fake purposes, like drug dealing, narco trafficking, and, like, exposing the identity, selling the identity for the illegal things. And right now, I can see over here, like, there are multiple attempts of making fake accounts under your name on different platforms. And the first platform, which is misused, that was Norton. That is why you have received that email. So in order to resolve this problem, what we're going to do, we're going to simply going to connect you with a secure server of Norton. And that, like, connecting you with a secure server does not mean, like, we are just selling you the Norton subscription. No. It means we are just putting some of the temporary securities into your, like, IP address. Because somehow these hackers got the access of your IP address. That is the reason they are able to use. I definitely understand that. But you are receiving the email on the name of Norton. And Norton has, like, yeah. So, no. Yeah? So, go on. So, what are you going to do? Where are you going?